USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Russian President Vladimir Putin has some words for the Wagner mercenary group.
In a video address, Putin says the group is betraying Russia by taking actions against soldiers in Ukraine.
Renegade actions against those fighting at the front. It's a stab in the back against our country and our nation.
Putin said, quote, we will defend our country against any threats, including treason. Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has said there would be retaliation for the alleged deaths of over 2,000 of their fighters at the hands of the Russian military. A spokesperson for the National Security Council says President Biden has been briefed on the developing situation. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Russian authorities are reportedly offering amnesty to rebel soldiers if they surrender. That's according to Russian state news agency TASS. The outlet reported a Russian lawmaker said Wagner Group soldiers have been promised amnesty if they lay down their arms. The White House says President Biden was briefed again this morning on the latest developments in Russia. A rebel group reportedly marching on Moscow and has claimed to have taken control of a major Russian city near its southern border with Ukraine. Former President Trump's classified documents trial may be postponed until December, as requested by special counsel Jack Smith. The delay is due to the extended time required to obtain necessary security clearances. Trump, who has pleaded not guilty, is facing 37 criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents stored in boxes after he left the White House. GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie was not a fan favorite during a speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. Friday. Christie criticized former President Trump, saying Trump is unwilling to take responsibility for his mistakes and faults.
And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want.
When Christie criticized Trump, the pro-Trump crowd turned on him. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yeah, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The Supreme Court has yet to release two major decisions for this term. Rulings on affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan were not announced this week. Two cases will determine if colleges can use race in admissions, while two other cases will decide on President Biden's ability to cancel some student loan debt. The number of pedestrian deaths in the U.S. is the highest it's been in over 40 years.
According to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration, over 7,500 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents last year. Data from the report shows a 77% increase in pedestrian deaths between 2010 and 2021. In particular, Arizona, Oregon, and Virginia had large increases in pedestrian fatalities last year. The organization also found the increase in fatalities has in part been the result of more drivers choosing larger and heavier vehicles, which reduces the chances of someone surviving being hit by a vehicle. I'm Brad Siegel.
According to a U.S. defense official, a classified military acoustic detection system picked up what the Navy believes to be the implosion of the Titan submersible. The Navy started monitoring for the Titan soon after losing communication on Sunday. Shortly thereafter, the detection system registered a sound consistent with an implosion. The Hollywood writers' strike is now in its 54th day, causing a standstill in film and TV productions. The main points of discussion include enhanced compensation for writers in the streaming era and assurances from studios they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.